Nachman Lekutei Moran, Likut Aleph. Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Happy are those who go simply in the way of Hashem, Hahochim B'Teres Hashem, and go in the ways of the Torah of God. Da, that's a Tehillim, Kuf Yutes. Says, Da, ki al yedei ha-Torah, through Torah, nitkablim kol ha-Tfilot, v'kol ha-Bakashot, sh'anu mevakshim u'mitpalalim. Through Torah has the korach, has the strength to make heard all our tefillahs and all that we ask from Hashem. It makes us a kli that the call of Torah makes the call of our tefillah heard. Rav Tribbetz explained here, and I'll tell you just a second, that according to Rav Nachman, Torah is for tefillah. The learning of Torah is to be nikshar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillah. That's why he says here, and that's his opening words, that through Torah, our tefillahs are heard. Now there's a Chazanish in his Igrot that say that Torah and tefillah are connected. And we know from Psukim, it says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, the call, the inner call, is the call of Yaakov, V'yadayim the Esav. The schus of Klal Yisrael comes to a call. There's two calls. There's two voices of Klal Yisrael. The call of tefillah, the call of davening, of praying, and the call of Torah, of Torah. And it's against two Yitzarim. The call of tefillah is against Yishmael. In the last Golos, which is the Golos of Yishmael, Chazal say that's the name Yishmael. That from the Tzaras, Chas v'Shalom, the bad things that Yishmael does to the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael call out to Hashem, the Yishmael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillahs. And it's brought down in the Arizal that what's going to bring on the final Geula is the tefillah. But I'm not going to go into that. Esav, against Esav, is Torah. Against fighting Esav, we fight Esav with Torah. So, the final Golos is the Golos of Esav with Yishmael. That's the final Golos. That's the Golos we're in. The chibur, the connection of Esav and Yishmael. When we get to Chumash, I'll explain it in more detail there. So therefore, the koch of Klal Yisrael to fight the klipa, the ra of Yishmael and of Esav, is Torah connected Yishmael, Tefillah connected Yishmael, and Torah connected Esav. And that's the kol Yaakov. Klal Yisrael have to have both aspects of them to fight in the final Golos. That's why the final Golos is against Yaakov, Yisrael. You need the koach of the call of Tefillah, connected Yishmael, and the call of Torah, connected Esav. V'hachein v'hachashivus, and the grace, or the... I don't know how to translate chein. Chein is like the aura, the grace of a person, and the chashivus, the importance, shel Yisrael, nit'ale, goes up, unitromem, is raised, bifnei kol mi shetzrichim, hen beruchani, whether it's spiritually, hen begashmi, whether it's physically, through our Torah. Ki achshav, ba'avonoteinu harabim, because of our avonos, because of our sins. Chein v'chashivus amiti, our chein, and our importance, our true importance for Israel, nafal fell. There's a shiflus. Now, Rav Nachman, I'm explaining to you something. Rav Nachman, the avoda here is to give Klal Yisrael back its chashivas. Now, I want to explain to you this. This is a very important nekuda. You don't sin if you're chashuv. You don't sin if you think the whole of the Jewish people rest on you, or the whole world rests on you. You only sin when you're put down, when you don't have chashivas, when you don't have importance. Rav Nachman's coming to fight the shiflus of Klal Yisrael and to give us our chain and our chashivus. Chassidus in general is there to take Amcha, the simple person, and to show him how his everyday life is dveikus in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's to show the chashivas in your everyday avoda. Ki achshav, now, ikar chashivas v'achein hu etzlam, it's by umas ha'olam. It's by umas ha'olam, the chashivas. You have world powers. Their own, you know, America has dominion over the whole world, or China, or they're fighting with Russia, right? Or Germany, in terms of economics. Well, this little country in Israel, okay, we have a lot of technology here and stuff, but the chashivas of the world, the power is by umas ha'olam, it's not by Klal Yisrael. Ava al yedei Torah, through learning Torah, nit'ale hachein v'chashivas. It's put up our chein, our grace in our chashivas, and importance of Israel. Ki ha'Torah nikrat ayelet ahavim v'yalat chein. Right? Yalat chein lifts up our chein. Shema lechein alomde. It brings out the inner beauty, the chein of those learning it. And through that, all our tefillahs are heard and our bakashot. That means, if you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to listen to your tefillahs, you want Hashem to listen to your tefillahs, prepare yourself with Torah. Be making yourself with Torah. Ein adome, it's not the same as a tzaddik who davens, as someone who isn't a tzaddik who davens. Torah is menake you. Torah cleans you. That your call is a pure call. Your voice is a pure voice. And then your tefillahs are heard. Mind. The days that you learn better, your tefillahs better. The days that you daven better, your Torah is better. It's reciprocal. That's what the Chazon Ish says in his Igeret, in his letters. Rav Nachman, like I said, is saying something different. He's saying the Torah is for tefillah, right? Ki ish ha-Yisraeli tzarech tamid listakel b'haskel. A Jew has to always look with haskala. We're going to explain what haskala is. Shel kol dava ulekasher atzmo el ha-chochma v'haskel shiyesh b'chol dava. When he looks at something, right, he has to see what the function of that is. You have a cup. What's the function of a cup? To drink water, hot water, if it's a glass cup. But what's the function of a cup?
To hold a liquid.
What's the function of a cup? To drink it, so I have koach to teach you guys Torah. That's a much deeper function. There's an inner function to a physical object. That's called haskel. Understand? What's the real function of this cup? It's a yeshiva cup. The boys who are drinking this cup gives them the nourishment or the quenches their thirst so that they're not thinking about their physical needs and they're panui. They're open to learning Torah. So this cup has a tremendous functional value. That's the haskel of the cup. You understand? Haskel means to see the deeper inner functional value of something and to relate it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kadei she'ya'ir lo haskel she'yesh b'chol davar, in order that it'll give enlighten him the haskel, this sechel, in whatever he sees, litkarev la'Hashem, to bring it close to Hashem Yidbarach. Ayedei oto adavar, this cup is going to bring me to Avodas Hashem. Ki hasechel hu or gadol. The sechel is a tremendous light. Umi'ilo b'chol drachav, gives him light in all his ways. K'moshu katuv, chochmat adam, the wisdom of a person, ta'ir panav, enlightens his face. That's the concept of Yaakov. Ki Yaakov zachala bechora. He got the firstborn. Remember, first reishis is always chachma. Shu reishis, it's the first. Shuhu bechines chachma. That's the concept of chachma. And we know from Chazal that Yaakov, Loshen Yaakov, is the Loshen of Ekev. The awe of the panim of Aram HaRishon we couldn't see. Like that. Yaakov had the awe of the Ekev, of the heel of Aram HaRishon, which was a tremendous awe. Yaakov represents the awe of Torah. The Kamosha Katuv, Reishis Chochma, the Reishis is Chochma, the beginning of the Gilui, the beginning of a person's revelation is his Chochma. V'ze b'chines v'yakveni ze pa'amayim. Says by Esav that Yaakov Avinu tricked him twice. V'talgum unklus, unklus explained the Loshen Yaakveni, v'chachmeni, he used his Chochma to get what he needed from me. V'ze b'chines shemesh, this is the concept of the sun. Ki ha'sechel hu me'ir lo b'chol drachav. It gives you light in all his ways. Kamo ha'shemesh. You understand? So let me explain this a bit more. In life, I mean, the battle between Yaakov and Esav is basically the battle between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Basically. You need chachma. You need to be tricked. You need to be wise in order to overcome your Yetzara. You need to think before you go places. For example, someone gave me an example. It's a simple example, but it's a good example. Say you're going to your bar mitzvah of your cousin. And you know in the bar mitzvah of your cousin, there's going to be food. It's going to be really good. Sushi. What else is good?
Chinese food,
burgers, pizza. All this type of pizza. It's going to be a little bit, you know, the heksher isn't going to be exactly what you should be eating, and not everything has such a good heksher. And it might be a little bit of pizza with burger on the side, and it's officially milk and meat separately, but things get mixed up then. The plates aren't exactly as they should be, right? Look, you have to go. It's your cousin's bar mitzvah. Your parents are going, you know, it's a big bar mitzvah in the shul, right? And there's going to be plenty of food. And like, you know, once you go there, you're going to say, well, I can eat this. What can be wrong with pizza and cheese? What can be wrong with pizza and cheese? Nothing. What can be wrong with the, you know, we could talk about a few things that could be wrong, but okay, what can be wrong with the, you know, shechting, they must have shechted the animal properly, come on, the burgers are fine, there's not McDonald's, you know, come on, it's good, and then, you know, like, oh, you know, and I it's not my desert, everything's cold here, you know, who says they warmed it up on, you know, like, you're going to give a lot of tirutzim because the food's going to be so good and everyone's going to eat. And you say, look, also it's a chilul Hashem if I don't eat. Right? It's got a lot of tirutzim when you go there. So what's an eitzah? Before you go to the bar mitzvah, go get yourself a nice burger, a kosher one, or a nice pizza. Treat yourself. Fill yourself up. So now when you go to the bar mitzvah, you just can drink a little bit and, you know, schmooze around and you'll be okay. Because you're not hungry. Think beforehand. That's the chachma used to fight the Yetzer. You understand? V'ze bechinat orech tzadikim ke'or noga. Holech v'or ad nechon hayom. That the or of a tzadik is a clear light that goes in front of him during the day. That's the awe of Torah. Now, Golus is a fog. Torah is the light in this fog. If you want to go in the right direction, you put on the lights in a fog. As far as you can see, right? Some people's lights are a meter ahead. Some people's lights are stronger. They learn more Torah. They have stronger lights. They're 10 meters, 15 meters, 100 meters ahead, right? So the Torah that you learn is me'ir you in the fog to tell you where to go. That's the orach of tzaddikim. They go in the awe of their Torah. It's me'ir them. V'ze b'chinat chet. This is the concept of the letter chet. Ne? Loshen chius. The letter chet has a loshen of chius.
What is chius?
Chius means life. Ki ha'chochma v'asechel hu ha'chius shel kol davar. It's the real life enforcing thing in every matter. Kumo shekatu, ha'chochma t'chaye et ba'aleya. The chochma gives life to those who own it. In other words, even inanimate objects, they have a chius. They have a life force. That life is how you see that object, like the cup we were speaking about. You see that cup as a vessel through which you do Avodas Hashem. And that what gives that cup its light. It becomes an expression, kiviyachol, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Because it's used for Avodas Hashem. You can negate the cup from Avodas Hashem as well. It can be used for bad things. And then you're removing its connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're removing its chius from it. Same thing with a human being. Every time, chas v'shalom, a person does an aveira, that part of his neshama, which is associated with aveira, is removed from him, leaves him. He dies partially. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he brings that aspect of his neshama to that part of him, and it gives him life. That's the chius that a person has through doing Torah and mitzvahs. Ach, machmat she'o ha'sechel gadol me'od. The light of a person's sechel is very, very big. Yifshar l'skot elav, ki im al yedei b'chinas nun. You can't get it to it in of itself. You have to come to it through nun. What does nun mean? Shu b'chinas malchus. That's the concept of malchus. Kemo shekatuv. Lifnei shemesh yanun shemo. In front of shemesh. Shemesh represents the or ha-chochma. Yanun shemo. Yanun, Rashi explains, is loshen malchus. So nun is loshen malchus.
What is malchus?
I'll explain. Malchus means, he's going to explain. Malchus means, leis megame klum. He's going to explain Rav Nachman. Let me read Rav Nachman. Ze bechinat levana. This is the concept of the moon against the sun. It reflects the light of the sun, not completely, to a level that we can look at the moon. The light of the moon, we can be misig, we can reach. So malchus is that which brings us the or hachochma in a way that we can be misig it, we can reach it, we can understand it, we can deal with it. Understand? Ki halavana ein la or me'atzma, doesn't have any light from itself. Ki im mash mikabelet min Hashem, which what it reaches, gets from the sun. V'ze bechines malchus, that's malchus. The leisla megam eklum, doesn't have anything of itself, it's just a reflection of the awe, of the chokhma, of the Torah, of the divine presence, or his neshama within a person. Ela mash mgalet min achet, what it receives from the chet, which is the chokhma. She bechines hachokhma, bechines shemesh, k'nichtev le'el, like we said above. That's what we say. Atid lavo, the light of the lavana will be like the light of the sun, nechama. Now, in today, the light that is expressed through the Jewish people or through an individual Jew through doing Torah mitzvahs seems small, but it's a very, very big light, because a light, the sun, is the light of the chokhmah, of his chokhmah, of that which gives him chius. So the only way we can reach that higher chius is to express ourselves with Torah and mitzvahs, right? And through expressing ourselves with Torah and mitzvahs, we're expressing that higher chokhmah inside of us, and that chokhmah connects with us. And then the chet connects with the nun, and then we have chen. Then we have grace and chashivus, and important. Aber mi she'enu mekasher atzmo el ha-sechel v'ha-chochma, someone doesn't connect himself with sechel and chochma. Right, we'll explain what those are. V'chiyu she'esh b'chol dov, and sees the chiyus in everything, that's the sechel. Zeh b'chines esav. Asui. It's made. The cup is already made. What I need to see more than what it is. What is what it is. It's a cup. What do you mean? See more in it. It's a cup. You drink hot tea in it. You drink cold stuff in it. That's what a cup is. What do you mean, what is a cup? A cup is a cup is a cup. Look in the Oxford Dictionary what it says a cup is. That's what it is. There's nothing, no depth in it. It's asui. It's what it is. That's Esav. Shebizet b'chora. He nullified his b'chora. B'chora is the rashis. He nullified his chochma. That means he didn't want to see Chochmah and Haskel in anything. What was the Bechor of Esav in Chumash? He was supposed to be like the Kohen, to serve, bring the sacrifices for the Jewish people. That's what he's supposed to be. What's the avod of a Kohen? To take an animal, to take the Nefesh HaBehemis in us, and transfer it to Avodas Hashem. To take the physicality and make it spirituality, or connect it with spirituality. That's why it's Kedusha, the whole Korbanos, right? You understand what I'm saying? So he was Mevazeh that, because he removed from the whole concept of reality anything deeper. If you go to Manhattan and you say, "What?" You go and ask 100 people in Manhattan, 1,000 people in Manhattan, tell me what a cup is. What's the usefulness of a cup? I mean, most people are going to say a cup is a cup is a cup. That's what it is. That's Esav. That's Yavan. All you see is what there is. There's no more to it. There's no more to a human being than a piece of flesh and a brain that might be smaller than an elephant, but has, it's more, it's cleverer than an elephant. But that's it. All you are is a Homo sapien. You came from some chimpanzee. Then you developed. That's it. Kamo shekatuv, like it says, Vayivaz Esav et Bechoron. Esav looked lightly on his Bechoron. Dehainu hasechel. Kenichtav leil. Like we said, the sechel, to see the depth in something. He saw it was made already. Lo yachpots ksil betvuna. A ksil, a fool, won't look deeply into things. Ki im bit galut libo. He'll only look at the revelation, what's revealed in his heart, by his desires, what's good for him. Let's have a good life. Let's have a comfortable life. Let's have it easy. Let's click, watch television, and have the beef burger brought in from the window by a drone. That's the ideal life. Ze bechines malchut harisha. That's the concept of this malchus, the evil Malchus of Esav. Rishus isn't bad. Bad is seeing the world as a physical world to be consumed. And to consume your life in that world, you're basically cremating yourself. Bechines Levana de Sitra Achra. That's the concept of the Levana de Sitra Achra. It takes the awe of the Shemesh for its own purposes and uses. Shale Neema Chafra Halavana. Okay, that will stop here. And Bizar Hashem, Shavua Ba, will continue.